We dedicate the shiur today for a complete refuah shlema for Akiva Michoel ben Sora Huva, who's scheduled to have an operation today, and Chavaliba bas Mirim Toira, Shmuel Doi ben Frum Lepero, Yuspa Hendel bas Gitalea, Aviv Ilana bas Yuspendel, Sarocho bas Yuspendel, and Yehuda Gur Aryeh ben Bernice. Remember that this chapter of Likutei Halachos is based on chapter 33 in Likutei Moran. We pretty much covered what Rabbeinu Zal said on it, and now Rav Nosson Zal is going into the discussion about Purim to see how it relates to it. V'zeh b'chinas toikev hanes shel Purim asher hifli asher yisborach chazda imono b'yom emohein. Based on what Rabbeinu Zal says there in Likutei Moran, we'll be able to understand the incredible power of the miracle of Purim, whereby Hashem showed us incredible chesed in those days. V'osalonu nisim v'neflois gedoilois asher kamoyu loy mihiyoso. And Hashem performed miracles and wonders of which the likes we had not seen before. Ki homon horosho rotzo l'sgaber al Yisrael b'bechinas klipazu hashmiya hanal. Because the evil Haman wanted to overpower the Jewish nation based on the second klipa that we discussed in the previous chapter, in the previous paragraph, meaning the klipa that's related to the chukim, which has no rationale, no logic to it, which is the worst, the more severe klipa, which is called kuloi ra. Ki oso atzmoy avodah zarah. Because the Torah tells us that Haman made himself into an idol. He had people bowing to him. And we saw in the previous paragraph that idol worship is associated with that second klipa, the one that's kuloi ra. And this is why he wanted to annihilate completely all the Jews. Kishom hu bechinas kloyo, because over there in that second klipa, there it's a matter of annihilation, complete destruction. Ki ein shom shum nitzutz mikdushas Yisrael klal, because as we learned previously, in that second klipa there is no spark of holiness whatsoever. Ki ein shom shum toiv kanal, there is no good over there. And this is why the Gemara says in Megillah, page 12, Mipnei ma nischayvu soneim shel Yisrael shebois ador kloya. Why were the enemies of the Jewish people of that nation deserving of being wiped out completely? And note, this is referring to us, the Jewish nation. The Gemara doesn't want to say that, destroy the Jews completely. So the Gemara says the enemies of the Jews. Mipnei shehishtachavu latzelen, because they bowed to an idol. Hainu avodah zarah, shehi bechinas klipa zu ashniya. That's idol worship, which is that second klipa. Shekishenoiflem l'shom, whereby when a Jew falls into there, azai hu bechinas kloyo va'avedo legamri chas l'shom, then it's complete destruction. The person is chas l'shom completely lost. Ki ein shom shum toiv kanal, because as we explained in the previous paragraph, over there is no good at all. There's nothing to grab onto in a sense. V'al kein lo yhoyo me'oylam eis tzoro kazu, and therefore the Gemara tells us that there was never as dangerous a time as that time. Ki kulam lo yrotzu lechalois legamri es Yisrael kemoizeh horosho homon yamach shumoi. Because all the previous enemies that we encountered, none of them wanted to wipe out the Jewish nation to the same degree as Haman or Russia. Kihu b'chinas haklipa shehira gomor she'ein shom kedushas Yisrael klal. Because Haman represents that klipa, that force of tuma that's totally evil and has no holiness, no of the Jewish nation in it whatsoever. ועל כן חושב ומחשבתוי שבו יהיה באפשרי לישראל אינו סמיותוי. And because the Klipa was so powerful at the time, Haman thought that there would be no possibility whatsoever for the Jews to be rescued from him. Ki miklipo hashmiya hanal yef shalosez. Because when a Jew falls into that second Klipa, it's just about impossible to get out. Ki ein shom shum soymech. Because there's no support there at all. Me'achar she'en shom shum toiv kanal. Because there's no good over there. Avol. But. Capital B. Be'emes la'amitoi. The real truth is that gam zois ha'klipo ha'shnia shehu kuloi rav ein shom shum toiv. That even that second klipa, which is all evil and there's no good there, afal pikein bevadai hi mekabeles chius mehashem yisborach baruchu kaviyochu. Still, we must realize that that klipa also, that tum also, is receiving energy, life from Hashem. Ki bilodoi lo yhoyo lo shum chius. Because were it not for the connection to Hashem, it couldn't possibly exist. Therefore, it must be that even that second klipa is receiving chius from Hashem. Ki hu yisborach mechaya es kulam. Because Hashem gives life to everything in existence. As the pasuk says, v'ato mechaya es kulam. Ach, however, so let's explain this now. 1 minute we're saying there's no good there whatsoever, it's the point of no return. The next minute we're saying there is a connection to Hashem. Ach mevoyer al pi divrei Rabbeinu HaKodesh Zal dekama mekoymos. However, this paradox will be explained based on the words of Rabbeinu Zal in many places, ubefrat especially b'maymar va'ayay hasel oilo, especially in the chapter 12, in the second half of Likut Imran, which is entitled Aye Hasel Oila, which is one of the famous, outstanding chapters of Likut Imran that addresses this issue, the issue of the worst tuma possible. How does that exist? Where does that draw its life force from? Shetoikef haklipois v'hasitra achra mekablim chius me hakedusha hagavoya beyoser lemala mikola kedushas. There, Rabbeinu Zal teaches us that the worst, most severe klipos and sitrachra receive their life force from the highest level of holiness, a level that's above all standard levels of holiness. Shezois, meaning referring to the keser, the crown, atik. Shezois hakidusha hu sosum venelam betachles ahelam, whereby that holiness is something that's completely closed and hidden to the greatest degree of hiddenness possible. Bechinas maimar sosum, it's referred to as the hidden statement of creation. We know the Gemara tells us, the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, chapter 5, in the beginning, that the world was created with 10 statements of creation. 10 vayoymers. But if you look and count, there's only 9. So the Gemara says, Bereshis is also a maimar. Bereshis is called maimar sosum, a hidden statement of creation. And that Bereshis corresponds to the keser, the crown, the highest level light, which is most hidden. Umishom daika mekablim chius toikef hasitrachra. And it's from there specifically that the worst parts of the sitrachra, the worst elements of sitrachra, draw their life force. Dahainu b'chinas avodazora, meaning, for example, idols. Ki machma shezois hakedusha hu b'chinas sosum v'ne'elam betachles ha'elam, because of the fact that that holiness is closed and sealed and hidden to the greatest degree of hiddenness possible, Alkein he mekablim chiyusam mishom daiko. That's why it's only from there that Hashem allows them to draw life, energy. Ayin Shom, look over there in chapter 12 in Likut Imran, where Rabbeinu Zal elaborates on this. And there's quite a number of chapters of Likutei Halachos expounding on that chapter on Likutei Moharan. This is related to what the Torah tells us, that when the Jews were in Egypt and they reached the lowest point possible, chas v'shalom, before hitting a point of no return, they reached the 49th level of Tumah. So we say in the Haggadah that when it came to getting us out of there, Hashem said, Ani, Ani, Ani v'lo malach, Ani v'lo sorach. Only I went down there to rescue. No angel, no Sorof. Sorof is the highest level angel, which is a very high form of holiness. But it wasn't high enough to be able to go down to the lowest place of Tumah and not be damaged or harmed in the process. V'alkein, and therefore, afilu kishenoiflim l'shom chas v'shom, even when a Jew falls down there to the lowest places, even though it seems as though it's impossible to get out of there, afal pikein ein shum yiyush ba'olam klal. Despite that, there is no such thing as giving up on anybody. Ki gam shom yecholim limsay lekusis bora. Because even down there in the lowest place of Tumah, in idol worship, it's possible to find Hashem. Ki heim gam heim mekablam chiyus mimenu yisborach. Because they also are drawing life from Hashem. Ki hu yisborach mechaya es kulam. Because the Torah tells us Hashem gives life to everybody, everything. There's no alternate source. V'azai, and then, adaraba, just the opposite of what you would think logically. When a Jew is zoicha to return to Hashem from that lowest place, and to discover Hashem even from that low place, al yedei shezoichen leida, how? By knowing and realizing shegam shom nistar hu yisporach, that even there Hashem is hidden betachlis ha-hastorah, to the greatest degree of hiddenness, when a person realizes that, azai hayerido hu tachlis waliyah, then the fall becomes a springboard for incredible elevation. Kiboyin al yedei zeh lahakedusha hagavoya ma'oid ma'oid. Because from that yerida, the person bounces up to the highest level of holiness, which was hidden over there in that tumah that the person was in. Rav Nosson Zal again tells us, look into chapter 12 in the second half of Likutei Moharan. There, this concept is explained very well. Ayin Shom, look over there. An example of this would be that right after the Jews stood at Har Sinai and they experienced the greatest degree of closeness to Hashem possible, from there we fell down to the lowest place of idol worship, Egel HaZohov. From the Egel HaZohov, because Moshe Rabbeinu did not give up on us over there, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say that's the end, even though Hashem said to him, this is it, I'm finished, I've had it with them. Step aside, let me destroy them completely, wipe them out, and bring forth a new nation from you. Moshe Rabbeinu's response was, no thanks, not interested. And he pleaded and negotiated with Hashem, and got Hashem not only to forgive the Jews, but got Hashem to reveal to him the greatest secret of prayer, the secret of the 13 attributes of kindness, which is that Rav Chesed, which is that Keser, that Atik. Hashem, it's the Gemara says, Hashem dressed himself in a talis and taught Moshe Rabbeinu the secret of prayer, the 13 attributes of kindness. That talis, that whiteness of the talis, represents the Keser, the highest level of purity. And from there, Moshe Rabbeinu got Hashem to give us the mitzvah of building the Mishkan, preparing for the first time in the history of the world a dwelling place for Hashem on earth, the Mishkan. That incredible aliyah came about through this spectacular yerida and nefila of the Egel HaZohov. V'zois ha-kedusho ha-govoya, and this incredible high level of holiness, b'chinas maimar sosum, which corresponds to that hidden statement of creation, Bereshis, Sheheim mekablam chius mishom, where they, the Sitra Achra, the super Sitra Achra, draws its spiritual energy and life from there, ze bechinas ahava shebedas. That's what Rabbeinu Zal is referring to in our chapter, in the Kutumran, chapter 33, that's what's being called ahava shebedas. Shehi lemalo mehamidois vayomim, which is above all of the ordinary midois and days. Shehi bechinas oiraiso da tiko da sido lizgali losed lovoi. This corresponds to that hidden Torah that's going to be revealed in the future. And this is why Rabbeinu Zal writes in chapter 33 in Likud Imran, the chapter that this halach is based on, that by a person succeeding in discovering Hashem in the deepest klipos, in the deepest tumah, through this, the person is zoicha to that highest level connection to Hashem, this ahava shebedas. Ki imke haklipos, because the deepest klipos, hainu haklipo hashnia anal, which is that second klipo that we referred to in the previous paragraph, that we spoke about in the previous shir, bechinas avodazora, which is actual idol worship, the chukas ha'ovdei kechovim, and it's all of those customs that the non-Jews have that are not based on any rationale whatsoever, heim mekavlim chiyusom mibechinas ha'hastoro v'ha'halomo shelo avo shebedas. They receive their life force, their life energy, from the super, super hiddenness of the avo shebedas, Shehi nisteres v'ne'elemes betachles ahelem, which is as hidden as it could possibly be. Umishom heimekablim chiyusam kanal, and it's from there that they are receiving their life force. V'alkein, and therefore, Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, hatzadik hakoife es yitzroi, a tzadik who succeeds in defeating and subjugating his yetzahara completely, when a tzaddik of that caliber looks at this idol or this idol worship, the tzaddik is able to connect to and achieve that light of avo shebedas. Because when this tzaddik comes into contact with this evil, the evil falls away, it becomes stripped away automatically, and what's revealed is that hidden holiness that was keeping that evil alive. Which is the source from which that evil was drawing its life energy. Avol, Rav Nosson Zal wants to make it perfectly clear here. However, tzrichin lozeh tzadik godol v'noira ma'oi. This requires an incredible, great, awesome tzadik, sheyuchal lalois ulohoitzies hanoiflim l'shom, who has the ability to elevate and to rescue those that fall into that super low place of tumah, ule shaber klipasu, and to destroy that klipa, ule galois oyer hakedusha hagavoya, and to reveal the incredible high holy light, oyer hagonus, that hidden light that was sustaining this sitra achra, this force of tumah. Any questions, please? V'zeh b'chinas toikev hanes shel Purim. And this is the great, awesome miracle of Purim. Ki Haman Arosh Choshav Shelo Yuchlu Yisrael Inatz Merech Has V'Shalom. Because Haman, the evil Haman, thought that the Jews would not be able to be rescued from him. Machmashes Gavar Aleim B'Toykev Klipa Zu Ashniya Kanal. Because Haman was using this powerful second klipa against the Jews. Avol, however, Hashem Yisborach Chomal Al Yisrael. Hashem had pity on the Jewish nation, V'hikdim Refuah L'Mako. And Hashem prepared the cure before the illness, before the disease. Ki hoya ba'oisoy hador Mordechai HaYehudi. Because in that same generation, there was a tzaddik called Mordechai HaYehudi. V'oitzem toikif malas Mordechai muva baksovim. And the incredible high madrega of Mordechai HaTzaddik is discussed in the writings of the Arizal. Shehoyo oyer godol v'noira ma'oid. Mordechai HaTzaddik was an incredible high-level tzaddik. V'hu bibichinas avo shebedas. He was on that level, a tzaddik that's connected to the Avo Shebedas. Ki Mordechai Bigimatria Rav Chesed Kemuva. Because the word Mordechai is Bigimatria 274, which is the words Rav Chesed, as is brought in the Arizal. Rav Chesed Zebechinas Avo Shebedas. The term Rav Chesed is another word for this Avo Shebedas. Ki av shebiyomim hu bechinas chesed, because what Rabbi Nazar refers to over there in chapter 33 as av shebiyomim, the lower level av, the av that's associated with days, with the seven lower spheres, hu bechinas chesed represents the sphere of chesed shehu yoima deozil im kulu yoimin, which is a day that's associated with all 7 days. We mentioned in the previous year that Rabbi Nizal quotes the Zohar Kodesh, which says, Yoimam Yitzava Hashem Chazdoi. Yoimam is plural. That in all the days, Hashem includes his chesed. But Verav Chesed, but the term Verav Chesed, Ze Bechinas Ava Shebedas. That's something completely different. That's the Ava Shebedas. Shehu Lemala Mi Chesed Stam. That's way, way above the standard chesed. V'hu b'chinas rav chesed. V'ze b'chinas Mordechai kanal. That's what Mordechai HaTzaddik was all about. U'machma shehoyem b'chinas zu. And because Mordechai HaTzaddik was a tzaddik of this caliber, al kein hoyo koyach l'shaber afilu klipas homan amolek. That's what enabled him to be able to destroy even the klipa of Homon Amolek, dahainu haklipa hashnianal, which is that second klipa, she'ein bo shum toiv kanal, which has no good in it whatsoever. We mentioned before, just to review, that there's a pasuk in Parshas Bereishis where it says, rak ra kol hayoin, only evil all day. And it's brought that the last letters of those 4 words, Rak, Ra, Kol, Hayoim, spell the word Amolek. That this clip of Amolek, who Haman comes from, it's wall-to-wall evil. Ki hoyo yoideya umasig shegam hei mekablim chius mimeni yisborach. Because Mordechai HaTzaddik knew and understood that even they, even Haman Amolek, is receiving chius from Hashem. Mibechinas Maimar Sosum, from that hidden statement of creation. Bechinas Ava Shebedas Kanal, from there. How did Mordechai know? Ki Mordechai Hoyonechas Mishon, because Mordechai HaTzaddik was plugged in over there. He was also connected to that Ava Shebedas. Al Kein Hoyoloi Hasogazu, therefore he had this understanding. Ukishizoichin Lahasig Zois, and when a tzaddik is zoiched to understand this, Shegam hei mekablim chius mimenu yisborach, that they too, the Sitra Achra, is receiving life from Hashem, mebechinas maimar sosum, from that hidden statement, azai heim nechnoim venizbatlim betachles habitul. Then the Sitra Achra falls and is destroyed, eliminated completely. Ki loy hoyo lehem chius rak me hahastoro vahaloma. Rav Nosson Zal now tells us an incredible, important point. What gives the Sitra Achra the ability to live, to exist, and to function is the hiddenness. When we, the Jewish people, do not see Hashem. When Chas V'Shom, we perceive that there is no Hashem, or that Hashem is not here now, Chas V'Shom. They draw their chiyus from Hastara, from Halama, from hiddenness. Avrachshav, but now, Kishayoidin Shegam Shom Nelam Hu Yisborach, when a Jew, when a tzaddik comes along, who says, Hashem, you ain't hiding from me, I know you're there. I know you're there. When a tzaddik is zeichet to realize that, that Hashem is hidden over there also, in the 49th level of Tuma in Mitzrayim, in the crisis with Amalek, Azai he noiflim v'nizbatlim. Then the Sitra Achra falls and is eliminated completely. Vazai, and then Adarabba, not only do the Jews not experience the Yerida, but just the opposite. Zoichen lalois betachles v'aliyah. We, the Jewish nation, are zoichet to rise up to an incredible, incredible elevation. Ki zoichen lahasig oyer ho'ava shebedas. We're zoichet to connect to and to achieve that light of ava shebedas, shehu oyer hagonas, which is that hidden light. V'zeh b'chinas oitzem malas purim. And this is the incredible specialness and significance of this holiday of Purim. The Issa, and it's brought in the Sifrei Kabbalah, Shebishum Yontav, Vafilu Bishabis, Loinimsa Toikev Ha'ora Niflo Kemoi Bepurim. That there is no holiday in the Jewish calendar, not even Shabbos, which is called Tchilo Lemikroi Kodesh, the top number one of all the holidays. Even Shabbos does not have the great light, the great awesome light that's revealed on Purim. Ki be'emes hifli Hashem Yisparach imonu. Because the truth is, Hashem did something wondrous. The term hifli means pele, the keser. V'nishapech mehepech el hepech mamish. And things got turned around 180 degrees. From the bottom of the bottom, we went to the top of the top. Kamashakosav, as it says clearly in the Megillah, Vinahapachu, that things turned around completely. Kihu Rotzolis Gaber Chas V'Shalom, Bibchinas Haklipo Hashnia Shein Bo Shum Toiv Kana. Because Haman wanted to destroy the Jewish people by employing that second klipa, which is wall-to-wall evil, no good at all whatsoever, the ultimate darkness. Validei HaTzadik Mordechai Nishapech BeHepech Mamish. And through the great Tzadik Mordechai, things got turned around completely, completely. Ki Zochu SheYizgale Oyer Ho'avo SheBedas. Klal Yisrael was Zoche to experience a revelation of the light of Avo SheBedas. SheMisho Mekabel Eschiyas HaKlipo Anal. That's where that klipa was receiving its life force. Migoidel ha-hastora, from the fact that that light was super, super hidden. V'achshav, but now, thanks to Mordechai HaTzadik and Esther Amalka, nizgale oyer hagonus hazeh, that hidden light was revealed. V'heim nizbatlu, and they, the Sitra Achra, were eliminated completely. Ki ein chiyusom rak me ha-hastora. Because their ability to live, to exist, to have power, is dependent on Hashem being totally hidden. The minute we change that, the minute Hashem is no longer totally hidden, game over. And again, that's why the scroll is called Megillas Esther, the revelation of the hiddenness. V'alkein yemei hapurim lo yavru. And this is why it says in the Megillah that this holiday of Purim will never leave the Jewish people. V'chol hamoyadim b'teilim chutz mipurim. The Gemara tells us all other holidays, when Mashiach comes, will be eliminated. Not Purim. Ki Purim hu bechinas hizgalus oyer ho'avo shebedas sheyizgale lo sedlovoi. because Purim is that revelation of the Avo Shebedas, which is the light that's going to be revealed when Mashiach comes. And therefore, the holiday of Purim will not be eliminated even in the future. Kikol hamoyadim, because all the other holidays, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, hein zecher liyetzias Mitzrayim, they are a remembrance of the fact that we got out of Egypt. V'yetzias Mitzrayim hoyo sheyotzu mitachas yad paroi. The Yetzias Mitzrayim meant that the Jews were zecher to get out of the control of paroi. Uparoi hu roish l'chol haklipos. Paroi is the leader of all klipos. Afal pikein hu bechinas haklipa shehu etzel his galus hayomim v'hamidos. However, Rav Nosson Zal reveals to us that paroi is the klipa that's associated with the revelation of Hashem that comes from the lower level, from the yomim and midos, from the seven lower spheres. How do I know this? Because the Arizal and the Zohar HaKadosh reveal to us, ki paroi oisius ha'oiref. Paroi, the word paroi makes up the letters ha'oiref, which means the back of the neck. V'shom ha'mokoim shemaschilin ha'moichin leireid ulehispashet bebechinas yomim umidos. The back of the neck is the place from which the seichel, the light of the brain, starts going down into the body, into the chesed gvura tiferes, into the yomim and the midos. V'shom achizas paroi. That's where paroi is connected. Ubevadai hu klipo chazoka v'koshemoi. Now paroi is definitely a very powerful klipo. Me'achar she'achizosoi b'haschol ha'mamish. Since he's connected all the way at the top of the top of that lower level of the yomim and midos. Avol hu somuch lebechinas hayomim v'amidos. However, he's still connected to that lower part, to the yomim and midos. He's still close to there. Avol homon amolek, whereas homon amolek hu shoyresh horava haklipa. He is the source of evil, klipa. Bebechinas reishis goyim amolek, as it says clearly in the Torah. He's number one. He's reishis, the beginning. Ki hu yoinek mehastoras v'halomas hadas v'amoichin. Because he draws from the hiddenness of the das and the moichin. Bebechinas maimar sosum kanal. From the hidden statement of creation. Asher yefsher lahachnioi ulevatloi ki im kishezoichin loir avo shebedas, whereby it's impossible to defeat Homon Amolek unless you're zeichet to the light of the avo shebedas, which is above the yomim and midos. V'alkein, and that's why the Gemara says, kol hayomim toivim, the other holidays, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, which are called Yoim Toiv. Note, it's called Yoim. It's in that lower level. It's in the Yomim. Shehem bechinas Yemei Toiv. Dehainu sheba oison hayomim osa shemizborach imonu nisim betzias Mitzrayim. Meaning that within the framework of days, on those days, Hashem performed great miracles for us. Vehichniu Yemei Hora, the bad days were defeated. Vizgapru Yemei Toiv. And the good days were revealed. V'alkein on Waisim Yom Tov, and therefore it's made into a holiday, which is called Yom Tov. Alkein, and therefore, li'osid, in the future, she'oz yizgale ho'avo shebedas, then there's going to be a completely different league of miracles. Then there's going to be a revelation, not of just Tov, regular Tov, but this avo shebedas, shehu lemala mehayomim, which is way above the days. Alkein oz yizbatlu ayomim toivim. This is why the Gemara tells us those holidays, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, will no longer be celebrated the same way as today. Ki ho'or sheyizgale lo'osid hu lemala mehayomim. Because that light that's going to be revealed in the future is above those 7 days, the lower level. Avol Purim, shehu bebchinas ava shebedas, whereas Purim, which is an example of this ava shebedas, ki oz hechniu klipas homan amolek, that's when we defeated the klip of homan amolek, shimikosem isham, who draws from there, mebchinas hastora hahi, from that incredible hiddenness, alkein, lo yizbatlu yemei hapurim gam lo osiv. That's why the holiday of Purim will not be eliminated even in the future. Ki oz yisku gam kein lo razu. Because when Mashiach comes, this is the light that we're going to have at that time, this light of Purim. Dehainu oyer avo shebedas, this light of avo shebedas, shehu gam kein heoro shel Purim, which is also the light of Purim. Any questions, please?
Well, Nelson, Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest prophet that ever lived, and he was up against Paro.
Correct.
So I don't understand that. And then, so we have Moshe Rabbeinu with Paro, and then we have Haman Amalek with
Mordechai.
Mordechai Tzadik.
Exactly.
So I would have understood Mordechai Tzadik then would have to be even greater than Moshe Rabbeinu, given the fact that he was up against the Rishis, rather than Paro was only the Oreth.
I don't think that's the case. Moshe Rabbeinu is still called Rabban Shel Kol HaNaviim. However, the adversary that Moshe Rabbeinu was dealing with in Mitzrayim was a very powerful adversary, very, very powerful, but still, it was little league compared to Haman Amalek, who's major league. And Mordechai HaTzadik and all the tzadikim draw from Moshe Rabbeinu. This is a concept that's mentioned throughout Sifrei Kabbalah, Sifrei Chassidus. But again, Moshe Rabbeinu, at that time when he was going up against Paroi, it was little league compared to the going up against Haman Amalek. Again, Paroi didn't. By Paroi, it doesn't say lahashmid laroi gulabed. Paroi wanted servitude. He was willing to allow us to exist, to live, just to be slaves. Haman, a completely different thing. Kloya. Rav Nosson Zal showing us, you know, many proofs here that this was terrible. This was much worse. You follow?
Yes, thank you, Rav Nosson.
Shoo. The question was raised, wasn't this great light of Ava Shebedas revealed because of the 3 days of fasting and the tefillos of Klal Yisrael? Those things definitely played a major role. However, again, the Arizal reveals to us that, as in all cases, this is an extremely important point that I'd like to make clear. The Zohar HaKadosh, and they are, because this is one of the things that some people have issue with, that word tzaddik. The Zohar HaKadosh and the Arizal and all the holy Sforim make it perfectly clear to us that all of the geulos of Klal Yisrael, every time that Klal Yisrael were in exile, they were in darkness, they were going up against the powerful force of the Sitra Achra, there was always a tzaddik that had to be involved, who played a major, important, and usually the most important role in the success of the Jews being rescued and saved. That's not to say, now Rabbeinu Zal said to his students, bring me bricks and mortar and I'll build buildings. Rabbeinu Zal stresses that the tzaddik needs the people also. We know that when Moshe Rabbeinu was up in heaven receiving the Torah and the Jews got involved in the Egel HaZohav, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Lech Raid, go down. So it says, why Lech Raid? Why two words? Raid means go down. So the Gemara says, Raid, go down from Lech. Lamed Chof is 50. Hashem said over there, Klum nosati lecha gdulascha ela bishvilam. I have given you greatness only for the sake of the Jewish people. If they're no good, then I don't need you to have this greatness. I don't need you up here. implying that the greatness of the tzaddik is dependent in a certain way on Klal Yisrael. No question about it. The Rabbeinu Zal brings in a chapter in Likud Ran that in one place Elisha Novi is called Elisha. In another place he's called Isho Elokim, the divine person. And the Zohar Kodesh says when he's by himself, he's called Elisha. When he's with his students, he's called Isho Elokim. So the tzaddik needs the people also, definitely. However, the tzaddik is the one who's leading and playing the most important role in all geulois. We know the Zohar HaKadosh says that the word gam represents the Shekhinah. Gam means also. There's a pasuk, a famous pasuk, v'af gam zois b'hiyoysom be'eretz oyveyim, and also this, when the Jews will be in the land of their enemies, loy me'astim v'loy galtim l'chaloysom, I will not reject them completely and destroy them completely. So the Zohar HaKadosh says that word gam is merames to the Shekhinah HaKadosha. The also, that when we're in Golos, someone else is also in Golos with us, which is the divine spirit of Hashem. And the Zohar HaKadosh says that the word gam is the secret of all redemptions. Gimel Mem, Geulas Mitzrayim, the Jews being taken out of Egypt. Who was responsible for it? It's called Geulas Moshe. It was Moshe Rabbeinu. The story of Hanukkah, we went up against the Greeks. Who was the one who saved us? Geulas Matisyahu, Matisyahu ben Yochanan Kohen Gadol. The story of Purim, we're going up against Haman Amalek. Who is the tzaddik? Geulas Mordechai, Gimel Mem. And who is the tzaddik that we're waiting for now? We're waiting for the final geula, the geulas Moshiach. Gimel Mem is geulas Moshiach, and Moshiach's name is Menachem ben Amiel, the Gemara says. Again, Menachem, the one who will give us the final consolation. So again, it's always the tzaddik that's playing an important, critical role, without whom there cannot be any geula. All the geulas were always like this. This is an incredible, important point. Again, the tzaddik, Mordechai HaTzaddik, went to the people and he told them, and Esther said, gather all the Yidden, v'tzumu alai. It says, v'yitzaku el Hashem, by Moshe Rabbeinu, all the Yidden cried out to Hashem. That's what gives the tzaddik the additional power that he needs to be able to accomplish what he wants to accomplish. The tzaddik in Klal Yisrael can be compared to an oyer and a kli. There are many different comparisons that we find throughout the Sifrei Kabbalah and the Sifrei Chassidus. I was just learning recently chapter 34 in Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal speaks over there about the relationship of the tzaddik in Klal Yisrael, the yud and the vav. Many different representations of this. Okay, let's continue. Paragraph Gimel. V'zeh b'chinas u'mishloyach monois ish l'reyehu. And with this we understand the great mitzvah on Purim of sending gifts, sending and receiving gifts. B'chinas ahavo v'achtus gomor. This is a display of love and complete unity in Klal Yisrael. Shenichlal kol echod b'chaveiroi. Where each one is merging with the other one. There are people who don't usually accept gifts. There's a pasuk in Koheles, Soinei Matonois Yechia. The Gemara says that Jews should avoid accepting gifts. Chas v'shom, receiving gifts can bring a person's death. Chas v'shom. And yet Purim, a complete exception. Mishloach, not just Matonois Lavir, not just to the poor people, but all of us are giving and receiving gifts to display this incredible love and unity in Klal Yisrael. Kishom bebechinas avo shebedas hu kulo yechod. Because up there, in that level called avo shebedas, there is only oneness. It's all one. Vishom Kol Yisrael bebechinas achdus gomor. Up there, the entire Jewish nation is complete oneness. Ve'ein shum gvul upirud bein echad l'chaver achas shum. There's no boundary, there's no separation between one Jew and another. We know on Pesach, there's an expression in Yiddish, memishmish. On Pesach, many religious people will not eat in somebody else's home. Where during, even places where during the year I would go, where I would accept a gift, a baked item, a cooked item from this person. But Pesach, memishmish, we're apart. Rav Nosson Zalman's pointing out that Purim is an exception. Purim is a case of this display of extraordinary achdus. V'alkein bePurim he misarvim u'mischabrim zeh zeh. And therefore on Purim we mix and unite together. Dahainu mishloach monos shezeh sholech lezeh zeh lezeh. This one sends to this one and this one sends back to this one. Ki kuloi echod, because it's all oneness. Just like we know on Shabbos, the peak of holiness on Shabbos is Mincha, Shabbos Mincha time. It's called Raiva de Raivin, Rotzoin Sheberetzoinois. And what is the Shmon Esrei on Shabbos Mincha? Ato Echod, Veshimcho Echod, Umikam Chisroel Goy Echod Baoretz. The emphasis on that oneness. Even Friday night, we make mention of that. In the Zohar Kodesh, those that daven Nusach Sfarad, in Kegavna, we say, Roza de Shabbos, Ihi Shabbos, de Isachdas. It's all about this oneness. And Kegavna de Inun Misyachadin Laela, just like they become one above, the Shechina, the Malchus, becomes one below. When we talk about incredible high levels of holiness, that's what it's all about. Umatonas levyoinim zebechinas hisgalus elikus, and the gifts that we're giving to the poor people is an example of revealing the divine presence of Hashem. Ki ikur hisgalus elikus bechinas hisgalus malchusa yisborach hualidei tzedaka, because one of the most powerful things that reveals the divine presence of Hashem, that reveals the kingdom of Hashem, is the mitzvah of tzedakah, charity. As the pasuk says, Ani betzedek echeze ponecha. I, with charity, get to see your face. The Gemara quotes this pasuk, the Gemara in Baba Basra, the Gemara says, Rabbi Elazar would first give a coin to charity, and then he would pray. Because when I'm davening, I want to see Hashem. I want to have an audience with Hashem. How do I reveal Hashem's face? Through tzedakah. V'alkein bePurim she'oz nizgale oyer hagonuz v'asosun. And therefore on Purim, when there is revealed this hidden light, alkein oz megalen elikusi yisborach al yidei tzedakah. We reveal the divine presence of Hashem through tzedakah. Ki zeh ho'ikor lehamshich hisgalus. Because this is our main mission in this world. Rav Nosson Zal is emphasizing something now that the Sifrei Kabbalah stress. The mission of Klal Yisrael is revealing the hiddenness of Hashem l'chol ha'olam, to the entire world. As it says in the Pasuk, Lemandas kol amei ha'aretz ki Hashem hu elokim. In order that all nations of the world should come to realize and recognize that Hashem is the King. V'alkein kishezoichin bePurim loy rava shebedas. And therefore, when we, Klal Yisrael, are zoichan Purim to this highest level light, this light of Ava shebedas, shehu oyer hagonuz, which is a hidden light, anutzrichin legalois hastorazu. Our mission is to reveal that light. V'ikar hisgalos elikusoi hualidei tzedakah. And one of the most powerful, effective ways of revealing the light of Hashem is through the mitzvah of tzedakah. Any questions? We'll just complete the next paragraph. Ukishnizgale oyer hagonuz. Oz Nasamize Toira Chadosho. Rabbeinu Zal says over there in Mikutei Moran, chapter 33, that when this hidden light is revealed, what form does it take on? It takes on a form of a revelation, a new revelation of Torah. Ki kuchibrichu voiraisa kulachad. Because Hashem and the Torah are one. Ukeshehu yisborach nistor, when Hashem is hidden, zebechinas hastoras vahalomas haTorah. It means that the Torah is hidden. Ukeshen isgala hastora zu, and when this hiddenness is revealed, azai nizgala Torah chadosha, then a new Torah is revealed. Vezebechinas hamegillah. This is this new book that was added to the library of Klal Yisrael, the Megillah, Shehu Loshen Hizgalus, Kamuva, which means reveal, Megillah Legalus. Ki Nizgala Torah Chadosha, Al Yidei She Nizgala Oir Avo Shebedaz, Shubhinas Oiraiso Datiko Stimor, because there was revealed a new Torah through this light of Avo Shebedaz, which is that Torah of Atik, Shemishom Yoinekes HaTorah HaKdoshe Shelonu. It's from there that our regular Torah receives its light. It receives its light from that Torah of Atikos Timor. V'alkein loy nitno ad achar shebo amolek. And therefore, the Megillah Esther was not given to Klal Yisrael until after Amolek came in the form of Haman, this major attack, v'hichniu oisoi, and we defeated him. Ki ikar hizgalus haTorah toloi b'hachnoas amolek, because the revelation of Torah is dependent on the defeat of Amolek. Shehu b'chinas haklipa sheyinikosa me'asor kanal, which is this klipa that's whole power comes from the hiddenness of Torah. U'kishemachnir oisem, when we defeat him, azai nizgala haTorah, then the hiddenness becomes revealed. V'azai zoichin laTorah. Ki kol haTorah HaKdoshah yoinekes mebechinas Ava Shebedas. Because the entire Torah, as we know it, the standard Torah, receives, draws from the Ava Shebedas, Shehu Oiraiso Datikos Timor, which is that hidden Torah, that highest level of light. V'alkein, and this is why the Gemara points out that Kiblu Yisroel haTorah mechodosh bimei Achashverosh, that there was a brand new acceptance of the Torah by Klal Yisrael during the time of Achashverosh. It says Kimu v'Kiblu, and the Gemara says Kimu mashekiblu kvar. Ki ikar kabolas haTorah tluya b'hachnoas haman amolek, because the concept of the Jews receiving the Torah is dependent on weakening and defeating Haman Amolek. And that's why even during the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, first we had the battle against Amolek, and afterwards it says when Yisroi heard about the defeat of Amolek and he heard about the miracles of Yisroi came, and then Hashem said, bingo, time to give the Torah. V'alkein ein b'hamegillah shum shem b'feirush. And this is why throughout Megillah Esther, Hashem's name is not mentioned once in an obvious way, rak beremez, only in a hinted form. Barosh Tevois, first letters, last letters, kihu bechinas oir hagonos, because the Megillah is an example of this hidden light. Bechinas haTorah hagnuza shenizgalos, this hidden Torah which was revealed then, sheshom hu lemala mikol hakedoshos, which is above all standard levels of holiness. Rav Nosson Zal says now, Vo'oid yesh bozeh dvorim harbe. There's still a lot to say about this. Baruch Hashem le'olam, amen v'yamen. But Rav Nosson Zal chose to stop here at this point. V'alkein, just this additional line, V'alkein tekef achar purim, koirin parshas poro. And this is why right after we celebrate the holiday of Purim, the next Shabbos, we read Parshas Parah, Zois Chukas HaTorah, which is, we're reading about the Chukim, the example of the Choik of the Torah, a mitzvah which we do not have a rational explanation for it. V'chanal, as we discussed previously, because again, we just defeated the Klipa 2, that second klipa, which is the chukos hagoyim, the chukos of avodah zarah, those kind of things. And now we reveal the chukos haTorah, the chukim of the Torah, which again are above rationale. They draw from that ava shebedas, that Torah of atika stimo, which is going to be revealed in the future. We'll hold it over here for now. In Yitz Hashem, I hope in the next shiur, we'll have the final part of this halacha. Any questions, please? Wishing everybody a wonderful week, a week of Yeshuas and Refuas and Besuras Tovos. We're getting close to the completion of the month of Av. Should be zeicher that this second half of Av should be full of joy and happiness, celebrations, shiduchim, weddings, bar mitzvahs, all kinds of simchas, mitzvahs. This afternoon, we have the Likutim Ran Shir at 4:30 p.m. Eretz Yisrael time. Whoever can is welcome to join us.
Have a great day, Shkoyach. Thank you so much.
All the best.
Thank you so much.
Thank you
very much, Rav Nachman.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Shavua Tov.
Shavua Tov.
And everybody should have it.
Amen.